It's Dogman Dave, the Rock Rattle and Roll Halloween show, rolling on with the old story. Boy meets girl, boy scared of girl, the girl is scared of spiders and snakes.
I remember when Mary Lou said, "You wanna walk me home from school?" Well, I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I don't have to go right home, and I would kinda like to be alone, son, if you would." I said, "Me too." And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, "Do what you wanna do." I got silly and shook it at her, and I said, "This frog's for you." She said,
"I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me,
you fool, fool.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me, like I wanna be loved by you."
"Ain't you cool?" Said, "Do you remember when, and would you like to get together again?" She said, "I'll see you after school." I was shy and so for a while, most of my love was touching smiles, but she said, "Come on over here." I was nervous as you might guess, still looking for something to slip down her dress, and she said, "Let's make it perfectly clear." She said,
"I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me,
you fool, you fool.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me, like I wanna be loved by you."
The songs are rocking, the bones are rattling.
Well, let's start the insanity.
The tricks are getting treatier.
Ooh, delicious.
It's Dogman Dave's Rock and Roll, Rock and
Halloween,
Roll,
Show.
Halloween Show. Halloween Show.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-oh! Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught him yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider floated on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo.
We had a story about spiders, snakes, and love. Well, we got another love story going on right here. It stars my cousin Wolfie. You know, the man that got the big old fangs there, he needs to go see an orthodontist. You know what I'm talking about. But he has this thing for this fine young thing. Her name is Red. She loves to wear red hoodies. Here's Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Oh!
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls spooky old woods alone.
Oh,
what big eyes you have. The kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have. They're sure to lure someone bad. So until sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't. Little Red Riding Hood.
It's Dogman Day.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Halloween show.
Halloween show.
Halloween show. You're having yourself a good Halloween with the Dog Man. Yeah, it's Dog Man Dave's Rock and Roll Halloween Show. Oh, what's that? We got some more people at the door.
Trick or treat!
What is that boy dressed like?
He dresses like a seventh grader who hasn't yet discovered deodorant.
Dude, your pants.
Pull your pants up.
Then this one over here, man, what are you?
Don't everybody look at me, I'm a moron.
Man, what are you supposed to be?
I'm a doofus.
And you're with him?
We may need to check for brain activity.
Let me tell you this, woman. No lady cadavers are allowed in this neighborhood.
I just didn't want to wear clothes today.
We're not that kind of neighborhood, you understand?
You get dirt cold, dog!
The bones are rattling, the rock and roll is rolling, and the tricks are getting trickier, but the treats are oh so nice. Dogman Dave,
Dog
rock
Man
and roll,
Dave, Dog
rock
Man
and roll, Halloween,
Halloween,
show,
Halloween,
show,
Halloween,
show.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? Yeah! can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you.
So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you're a kid, your brain can't even process the information. You can, you're like, what is this? What did you say? So what did you say about giving out candy? Who was giving out candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? Are you kidding me? When is this happening? Where? Why? Take me with you. I gotta be a part of this. I'll do anything that they want. I can wear that.
Let's just call Halloween what it is. A weird fashion show for candy.
I know a girl who's so sweet. She's so fine.
It's so tasty too.
Can I just, like, have some candy?
Summer sun on fire.
Look at me! Now give me some candy!
I want candy.
They're just crazy on Halloween, you know?
I want candy.
They're all greedy and hopped up on sugar.
Keep going, I gotta get the candy!
No matter how much our neighbors hate me,
I see you in the
when they see me with my kids at the door,
ain't no fine girl in town.
They have to give me candy. It's the law.
She's so sweet, makes my mouth water. I want candy.
I got 5 pieces of candy.
I want candy.
I got a quarter. I got a raw.
Nothing for you. Come back 1 year.
I got a chocolate bar. I got a quarter.
I want candy.
I got a raw. I got a raw.
Everyone that we know is just giving out candy.
Now give me some candy.
The first 10 years of my life, I think the only clear thought I had was get candy. That was it. Family, friends, school. They're just obstacles in the way of the candy. I'm out for the candy.
Yeah. We're gonna rock and roll all night and part of every day.
There's lifesavers and dum-dum lollipops and sugar daddies.
Let's just call Halloween what it is. A weird fashion show for candy.
Trick or treat. It's a monster Halloween. Trick or treat. It's a monster Halloween. Scarecrow soup. Skeleton steak. Monster mash. Pirate pancakes. Trick.
No thanks.
Or treat.
Yes, please.
It's a monster Halloween. Trick.
No thanks.
Or treat.
Yes, please.
It's a monster Halloween. Pumpkin pie. Spider spaghetti. Ice cream ice. Trick.
No thanks.
Or treat.
Yes, please.
It's a monster Halloween. Trick.
No thanks.
Or treat.
Yes, please.
It's a monster Halloween. Graveyard gravy. Tombstone tea. Frankenstein.
Tatas, Zombie Zucchini. Trick or treat.
Yes, please.
It's a monster Halloween. Trick or treat.
Yes, please.
It's a monster Halloween.
Hope you're enjoying your Halloween trick-or-treating show. Oh, what was that? We got some trick-or-treaters at the Dog Man's door.
Trick-or-treat.
Man, there's a whole bunch of you guys out here. I you kind of look alike. Who's your costume?
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Yes, I'm Batman.
I am Batman.
I'm Batman.
You sound like Cookie Monster.
I'm Batman.
A whole bunch of Batmans. And look over there, there's one Robin.
Oh, nightmare.
Isn't he the cutest thing?
We rockin', we rollin', we trick-or-treatin'. It's Dogman Dave's Rock and Roll Halloween, Halloween Show.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something that give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. He did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sound like a drum. Say you'll be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. Bought this house, now you know I'm bald. Ain't no hang gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space there sat a man on a hot stove with the pots and pans. Say that's hot, I began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. Said to me, now you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. See, yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run.
There's something very strange going on.
This is interesting. They say trick-or-treating is expected to decline. Experts say kids still love candy. They just hate the walking.
We're under attack by zombies and vampires!
The Dog Man is back. This is Dog Man Dave's Rock, Rattle, and Roll Halloween Show, baby!
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. There's a lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she go. Another man done gone. She lives in a swamp in a hollow log. Dog. She got a bent bony If she ever seen y'all messing around there, she go. I know the man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you. It'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand and made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a Handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing, and she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone. Show me that pretty white
sounds echo through the halls whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still. That is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Thank you.
creak and the tombstones quake.
Boots and poppers wing and wake.
Happy haunts materialize.
And begin to vocalize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise. Come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high over the dead oak tree,
spooks arrive from the midnight tree.
Creepy creeps with eerie eyes,
starts to shriek and harmonize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell,
creep to a
dream
where spirits dwell.
Restless bones etherealize.
Rises spooks of every size.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy hearts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side, shrouded in a daft disguise.
They pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
As the moon climbs high over dead oak tree, spooks arrive for the midnight spree. Creepy creeps with eerie eyes start to shriek and harmonize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, weird glows gleam where the spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize. Rises spooks of every size. Oh yes, they do.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide,
for a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high over the hill of trees,
spooks arrive for the midnight free.
Creepy creeps with ear eyes
start to shriek and harmonize.
Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the bell of the requiem bell, weird ghosts gleam where spirits dwell. Restless bones etherealize.
Precious spooks of every size.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Hurry back, hurry back. Be sure to bring your death certificate.
Trick or treat!
Ow, baby, it's the old dog man here on Halloween night.
With stuff that might give your kids nightmares.
You're the scariest man I know.
You know what we're doing? We playing Halloween favorites from the spooky
to the funny
to the just downright Halloween-y.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
It's Dog Man Dave's.
Do you realize that because of you, this city is being overrun by baboons?
It's rock and roll,
rock and roll,
Halloween show, baby!
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash!
Easy, Igor. You in?
Monster mash!
Mash!
Monster mash! Monster mash! Monster mash! Monster mash!
There's something very strange going on.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
This force, this thing that lived inside of him came from a source too violent, too deadly for you to imagine it.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord.
Grew inside him, contaminating his soul. It was pure evil.
Well, if you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face before, my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am. Well, oh no.
nightmare I ever had. You wouldn't believe it.
Matter of fact, I had a bad dream last night myself.
No dream, this is really happening.
Everybody loves a ghost story.
Can we just, like, have some candy?
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are the living metal, and now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick.
my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call and maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here. For the words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head, said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
No,
don't
no.
go to sleep,
I'll
Jeff.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going to bed.
Jeff! Jeff! Jeff!